What's up and welcome back to What Goes On BTS. I'm Diz, aka Jungkook's blonde hair.
And I'm Viv, aka Min Yoongi is back.
Okay. And welcome to our bi-weekly podcast where we come to stand, crack a couple of jokes, have fun, and be somewhat informative as we try to keep you in the know of what's been going on with BTS in the past 2 weeks. Now, we are in no way affiliated with BTS or Big Hair Entertainment. We're just two army forever asking the question, what goes on BTS? Because something is always happening and going on.
And the BTS world.
Yes. Yes. So, what are we going to be talking about in today's episode, Viv?
So, to start things off, we are going to go back in time. We're going to go back to 2020, December 23rd, specifically, when Jimin released his song, Christmas Love, as a gift to his fans. Overall, the mood of the song is very reminiscent of his childhood, about how he loved seeing the snowfall. And yeah, as a person who saw snow for the first time when I was 14 and I moved to this country, it's actually pretty, like the feelings, I guess the feelings of it when you see snow falling for the first time, you can't help but like somehow be a kid. You're just all giddy and excited about this white stuff falling from the sky. So I get it, Jimin. I get it.
Okay, so you were 14. I think the first time I saw snow, I was like 18 or 19. But because of where I live, it's not here. And so the first time, like, it really, I might have seen some like fall, but it doesn't, like, where it wouldn't stick to the ground where you wouldn't notice it because it doesn't stand out of my mind.
Okay.
But I do remember being like 18 or 19, and like me and my friends, a couple members of my family, we had like a snowball fight, and then it was fun for like an hour, and then I was like, you know what? Snow is cold and wet. I'm going into my house. I'm not built for this.
See, we even when you were like that age, you kind of still probably felt like a kid.
It was so much fun.
Then,
It
yeah.
was. And I wish that I could have played in the next day for like. Like I think I went back, but it was just like, wow, I'm cold. And because I am anemic, it was frosty, Viv. It was quite frosty.
So yeah, that was the theme or what Jimin was trying to convey in his song, Christmas Love.
Okay.
So yeah, what did you think about the song?
Okay. I like the song. Like, it's fun. It's like light and airy. And I really like the verses and I like the bridge. Yes. Okay, we're honest on this podcast and y'all know, ugh, this hurts my heart. This really hurts me. But we try to keep it honest. It hurts my spirit, y'all, because everything that Jimin touches from the top to the bottom, I love. So this is really, Viv knows this hurt my spirit because you had this hurts me. The chorus is not my favorite. It's the kisses, I love you. But what? It can grow on me. It can grow on me. It's just very sugary.
I love Millie Rock. I just like Millie Rock to that chorus. Christmas, I love you. That's how I get through that chorus.
Okay. I like the part when he's like Christmas love, Christmas love. Yeah, that part goes. I like that part of the chorus, but yeah. But I love the song. It's fun. It's cute.
It is. So, moving on from Jimin's Christmas Love, we are going to transition to Tae's Snowflower, which was released the day after. So BTS were just, look at them, the gift that keeps on giving. I was not expecting either song, and I was not expecting the songs to like drop like back to back.
Yeah, no, I definitely did not see that coming, like at all. First of all, because Jim is dropped out of nowhere, and it was just like, oh, and then who would have thought, like the very next day, we'd get slapped with another one? Like who seen that? Really, really, that was a day of shook. Because like
Was.
we're in because okay, the mindset that we're thinking. Like this is around Tay's birthday, because Tay's birthday is December 30th, right? And so we were in the mindset of maybe he'll drop KTH1 on his birthday. Nobody saw this coming. We were trying to plot and scheme on when this mixtape was dropping. Okay. Didn't see this at all. What'd you think about this song?
I really like Tay songs. I really love Tay songs. Like just there's something about it. Like just I like the jazziness of it all. And also he kind of like the context of the song, he said because he couldn't like release or like for the fans who were waiting for his mixtape. He sort of made this song, like he said, like in a hurry, but obviously doesn't look like it was made in a hurry. Like, you know, it looks perfect. But yeah, but that was like his context of it. He was like, for those who are waiting for his mixtapes, this is just a little like snippet or like, you know, a sneak peek of what is to come later on. So, but I really like the song. I love the song. It just, I love it.
Me too.
And he also, featured Peak Boy on this song. So Peak Boy is part of his Wooga Squad, which is V, Park Seo Joon, Choi Woo-shik, Park Hyung-shik. Yeah, I'm pretty sure I got them right. Yeah, that's his Wooga Squad. That's like his those are like his close friends outside of BTS.
Yeah, and then for those of y'all that don't know, three of them are like popular actors in South Korea. And then Peak Boy, he's a singer.
He's a singer, songwriter, producer.
Just in case you guys don't know. Yeah, big
Oh,
deal.
yeah.
Big deal. That's like a serious squad, okay?
They are. It's kind of cute. I just like their bond. It's kind of cute. It's just nice to see.
It is. They're cute. I
And I
can be.
think
Right.
V and Peak Boy have teased a song on Twitter before. Or them working together.
Them working together, which is what I thought that this was. I was like, oh, this is a song that they were like working together on. But then he said that this came like in a hurry. And I was like, oh, maybe it's another song that they were working together on. Yeah. But yeah, like you said, I really like this song too. We love a jazz king. We love a crooning Tay. I and he'll re I'm gonna talk about him again later on in the podcast. I love Tay crooning on a track. I love it. So if this is what we are to look for with with the mixtape, sign me up. Sign me up. I'm ready. I'm so ready. I'm kind of like
Same.
Viv. I like Taeyang's songs. We won't speak about the one that we don't speak about that one, but I love Taeyang's songs because that hurts my spirit too, baby. It just hurts. Oh man. But yeah, like Stigma, Singularity. Like I'm telling you, Tae crooning on the track. It's wow.
Also blue and
And
gray.
I loved his little ad libs in this song. Him doing his best radio like announcer impersonation with the "I love you, ladies and gentlemen, Peak Boy. You make me want to be a better man." That was
I
so
can't
cute.
wait. I just can't wait for his mixtape album, whatever he decides to gift to us. I really can't wait for it. I'm
Yeah.
excited.
I just think it's funny how they call them all mixtapes, because like I would call that an EP. Yeah, because this wouldn't be a mixtape to me. That's more of an EP. I feel like the actual mixtapes are RM and August D. Those are, and really RM, aspect of August D was a mixtape. You know you when you got a real true mixtape, when your mixtape can't go on Spotify, okay? Because it samples, okay? That's
Stay
why
on
RM is not there. It's on
SoundCloud.
SoundCloud. Go listen to it.
That was a very that's like that's a great mixtape.
Yeah, that is the mixtape. Okay, and
Sweet.
so from bringing it on from Snowflower, let's talk about Tay's birthday and his birthday live. Wow. Yes.
Happy birthday.
Happy belated birthday. Tae Young is now 25, international age, that is.
Yes.
He's 27, Korean age. So, I did you watch this live?
No, I didn't even know there was a live until like an hour when we're discussing this podcast. So, you know what? You're gonna go ahead and talk about the contents because
Okay.
I know nothing.
So, okay. Fun things, fun. So, of course, since it's his birthday, he shows up and he has his cake. And, they put the pictures of them in the back, like always. A little goofy fun pictures. All of his pictures weren't really as goofy. They also, gave us quality Tae Young model shots. Like, wow. He had a strawberry cake because that's his favorite. Tay loves strawberries. And I thought it was very cute whenever he was like, okay, he wanted us to sing him happy birthday and he just clapped. So he clapped on the beat of like, so if you're watching the live, if you sing happy birthday, like when he tells you to start, it perfectly matches. And he dances along to it. That's fun. Go do that. You can sing it in Korean or in English, and it works fine. And it might work in other languages too, because I'm not cultured enough to know how everybody's happy birthday song goes. Yeah, but the one in Korean and the one that we sing that's the most popular, I guess, out here in the US, they have the same like beat. Yeah, so that was cute. And then also we had the great debate. The great debate of is Taeyang a tiger or is Taeyang a bear? So, if y'all don't know, each BTS member kind of has like an animal that's kind of like dedicated to them. So, Namjoon is a koala, Jin is a hamster, Yoongi is a cat, J-Hope is a squirrel, and Jimin is a little baby chick. Taeyang Tiger and Jungkook, of course, is a bunny. So, what all we kind of kicked this off was like on Weverse, they kept calling him Bear, like a little winter bear. And that's because of the Winter Bear song. He was like, are y'all calling me Winter Bear? They kept calling him, actually, they were calling him Mr. Winter Bear. They were Winter Bear
Okay.
shooting. So, they were like, he was like, are you calling me that because of the song Winter Bear? And he was like, actually, my dad calls my mom Bear. Like
Oh.
that's I was like, oh, like a little like a winter bear, like that's what his dad calls his mom. And he was like, so during his live he was like, okay, am I a bear or a tiger? And then he picked bear, so he was like, sorry to the tigers. He was like, I'm a bear. And then like later on the live he kind of like took it back and he was like, okay, next live that I do, we present facts of what are the great qualities of a bear and the great qualities of a tiger, and then I'll decide after that.
It's so cute.
Hilarious because usually, like, if people like do translations or stuff like that, they'll put like a little tiger symbol, and that means like that's what Tay said. Da, 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 da. So lately, literally in the middle of this live, you saw them change from the tiger to the bear. It was hilarious. And now most of the translators are using a bear.
Oh,
So
okay.
the tiger.
But I like the tiger.
Me too. But he also like gives me bear qualities. Are you
Maybe it
Team
can be
Tiger or Team Bear, Viz?
team tear, team biker.
Same. Knowing Tame, that really could be an option for him. That's right up his alley.
Both for sure.
He could be both. Yes. So yeah, so there was that. He answered like some little fans' questions. You know, they did like the this or that thing. They did the same thing that they did to Jen. They were like, can you close one eye and put, your hand on the cheek like at the same time? And the way Jen caught on and was like, oh, you're just trying to do it to make you seem cute. And then meanwhile, Taeyong was like, can people not do this? Can people not? Oh, it's funny.
Was he doing a solo live?
Yes, it was a solo live for his
Okay.
birthday. Big major thing that he did that was hilarious and so funny. He was like, because his mixtape got pushed back. He was like, he pushed it back because he was like, he didn't feel like it was quite ready yet. And he had planned on releasing it this year, but it's going to come out, When I say this year, I'm sorry, I'm still stuck in 2020. Well, I mean, this, he had planned on releasing it in 2020, but it's going to come out this year in 2021. So it's going to come out later. And he was like, I'll let you guys know when. He was like, got to get some things together. Then he decided that he was going to play a snippet from the mixtape. So he proceeds to play like 1 second snippets or whatever. But the staff was telling him no. And he was like, I don't listen to the staff. And proceeded to do it while laughing in their faces. It was hilarious. So he was like, there's this song, plays a clip. And then there's this song, plays a clip. And then there's this song, plays a clip. And then this one, plays a clip. All jazzy viz. Like, it's gonna be so good.
I can't wait.
So good. So good. I loved when the army was like, if the staff is like on you, wave a carrot. And then he was like, can I wave a spoon? And then he was like, I'm joking, I'm joking. Like, like,
Explain
don't
because
get
you need
any
to get it.
ideas, y'all. Like, it's all jokes. It's all jokes. And it's like, because I mean, at the end of the day, what are they going to do? Fire him, please.
Really? I mean, we've been new. Jin took over the companies like some time ago, so
Really, that's Jen Hit.
Jin Hit Entertainment, so Tae gets to do whatever he wants.
Jen decides what hair color he wants. Okay. Jen be like, I think I want to have purple hair. And you know what? I'm gonna just do it in the bathroom. And here you go. Yes,
This
I
will
have
hurt.
arrived. I now have lavender hair. Nothing was better than when he just cut his own bang, though. And we got that asymmetrical bang. During Fake Love, the Fake Love era had that asymmetrical bang. As he cut it wrong. Iconic.
Action has consequences.
Yes. It looked great whenever he did it, but then he was like, he had to get that bang in Fake Love because they were like, the way he cut it. Oh, his hair was in his eyes, and Jim was like, you know what? Scissors. Most people would just push their hair back, grab a headband maybe. Jim was like, no, I'm just gonna cut it. And then immediately the staff called him because he decided to post a picture on Twitter, which we are thankful for. I'm sorry, it wasn't a picture, it was a video. Hilarious. Yes. And Taeyong has that same energy. Love it. Yeah, so that was pretty much like the gist of his life. Very, very fun. Fun. It was cute. Get some sneak peeks and stuff or whatever. And you get Tay going, I love you. Once again. Great.
So I can tell you, I can't wait for this for his album. Like I can't wait. I love his songs. Winter Bear. Like the even 4 o'clock. I know 4 o'clock is like a little bit older, but yo, that's my jam too.
Hold Me Tight, a bop. My song, I love Sweet Night.
I love Sweet Night too. Oh, how can we forget Sweet
That's
Night?
what I'm saying. I'm
First,
ready,
what
Sam.
does
We're
that
ready.
mean? I'm ready to be in my field.
I'm less so thinking about feels. I'm more so like the vibe. Like, I'm ready for this jazzy, neo soul type of taste of music is like right up my alley. Like the songs like you'd be listening to, it's like songs that I know. Like during his live, he was playing Bobby Caldwell. And I was like, oh, come on,
Nope.
taste. Yes. What's into it? Into it. I don't know if you would know the most popular like Bobby Caldwell song that I could think of is the What You Won't Do for Love song. Have you ever heard that? It's like, what you won't do for love. You tried everything, but you won't give up. A
Never
gem.
heard of it.
Go listen to that song. A gem. Anyway, Tay, he has two moods. It's either he's listening to jazz, classical, or we rap. That's Tay. Yes, we're here for it. We're ready.
Yep.
With that, let's go ahead and take a quick break, and then we'll come back in and we'll talk about these performances and award shows and things.
We'll be back.
Happy belated 2021. Thank you for a great 2020, and we hope that you will stick around and grow with us this year as well. Have you guys made your New Year resolutions? No, yes. I sort of failed mine already, but I have the rest of the year to salvage what I can. After all, just because it doesn't come easily does not mean that I should stop trying. And we don't always have to live our lives so fiercely as our leader and president, the one and only Kim Namjoon, once said. So, whatever you decide to do, go at it at your own pace. And for those of you who may be first-time listeners, our episodes are available on the Anchor app, Spotify, and on Apple Podcasts. You can also follow us on Twitter at WGOBTSPod for questions, comments, and concerns. If you would also like us to highlight a specific topic, our DMs are always open. Shall we continue?
So, welcome back to the episode. And we're gonna go straight into Big Hit's concert, which was the New Year's Eve live that happened on December 31st, 2020, for us Eastern Standarders. And for people in Korea, it was January 1st, I believe. Now, I didn't watch the show. I did watch a good, well, maybe two or three songs from, from clips on Twitter, but I didn't watch like the whole extended BTS performances. So I don't know what's going on from there. That's why we have Dez here.
Wow.
Her
Wow.
experience.
Wow.
As the member of the I watched this committee.
Wow. Okay. So this has been a while. It's been a while. It's January 9th. Okay, and like Viv said, that was December 31st. In Dez's time, that's been like 6 months. So I seen it. But did I though? let's see what this takes us. Let's see where it takes us. Because see, some things were like super memorable. First of all, I didn't see the whole thing. So I didn't see all of the rest of the big hit artists, but I definitely saw like later on, like on Twitter, people reacting to it and saying like everybody did pretty good. And I think like G-Friend like had like a bomb performance from what I heard. So there's that. Kinda low key sad that I missed TXT doing Blue Hour because that's my jam. So that is the jam. But yeah. So this is gonna be about BTS because this is really all I saw. They did Make It Right. This is not gonna be in the any particular order. This is how I remembered it. So they did Make It Right. But it's an acoustic version featuring Love. that hit Viv. And the acoustic version of Make It Right, which they do have, I believe they have that remix. Isn't there an acoustic version remix?
Yes.
Right?
Yes. Yes, it
Yeah.
is. Yes, there is.
Because it's been a while since I've listened to the remixes of Make It Right. TBH. So, but that hit on the stage. They just sat down, and then Lava's like on the TV screen, and Lava's the one that's actually like playing the guitar. That hit, that went. And you know, we'd be like, ah, can Make It Right, could take a sick day. But you know, we had our home time, so like, you know, it's all right. You know, she came, paid us a visit. She was a little different. She had on a cute outfit. She was new. She was new. And we enjoyed it. They also did Boy With Love, where they sang with Halsey. She was like on a green screen, and they were like low-key on a green screen. It was fun, you know, jumping around. You know, pandemic style. Nobody's in sync. So that was fun. You know, we hit the old my mamas, and you know, I want it. We love it. Love it. And she also, I love that she performed with the mic that they gave her.
The gold one.
Yeah. It's like yellowy kind of. Yeah. So that was cute. I liked that. It's like, look at them friends. Course, you know, they did Life Goes On. You know, we liked an echo in the forest. No. Yes. Yes.
Question. Was Yoongi in any of his performances?
He was in Life Goes On. And
Okay.
I think he was in, and he was in Make It Right. Because yeah, this was his first one back. So they announced that he was gonna come and do like performances, things like that. And I think he actually kicked off this show like with a speech, I wanna say.
Okay.
So he did sit for sit in for stand there, I guess, for Life Goes On, and he was there for Make It Right. But he couldn't do the ones with the dancing. So no Boy With Love and no what I'm about to get into next, which is Dynamite. Dynamite. Dynamite was good. Dynamite was fun. I love the stage. It kind of gave me like disco, like an actual like disco kind of club, like that dance floor vibe. That was bomb. It was so many ruffles on the clothes. It was very 70s. I loved the sunglasses. Like, listen, Namjoon and Tae's outfits. Like they just looked like brothers. Like the outfits, it was like a dynamic duo. Fantastic. Jungkook, Jimin, I love Jimin's jeans. Jin, they all looked great. Like the way the outfits stood out, the way they were made, they were like so flashy. And then we had Hobi. Let's talk about it. Listen, if anybody from like the stylist is listening, like, I want to know, why did Hoseok look like a car salesman? Why did he have on just that sweater and that shirt? Like I and like why did he? Everybody else looked bomb. Like, and the way Hoseok's fashion game is set up, he was giving dad, and this is not what Hoseok gives. You know, it's not so serious. We're not. Viv and I are not the type to be like, write a letter to the big hit. That's ridiculous. I'm talking to the, you know, the fake big hit stylist. I'm just getting my feelings out. Really, it's just me running to Viv. Like, Viv, if you could have seen what they put my fashion icon in. You know, of course he still rocked it. He still looked cute, but like everybody else was giving me what I needed, and like,
Oh, I'm seeing it now.
do you see it? Oh my God. Wow. Look at.
Oh, because okay, I didn't know Big Hit uploaded all these because they did upload for Dynamite on their channel.
Oh, yeah, that's right. They did.
Okay,
Like, do you see everybody else's outfits? Do you
I
see
do.
the bomb? Girl, look at Hoseok's outfit. Look at his outfit.
Oh.
I don't feel like y'all understand. Like, listen, I love Hosa's fashion sense so much. Like, it's so, at
I
her,
don't like that. I don't like that sweater.
I don't like that
What
sweater or
am
that
I going
shirt.
to be?
Like, why is he? Anyway, moving on. Moving on. Let's talk about Hosa's song, which is Mic Drop. Wow. Mic Drop just had her, let's see, 3-year-old birthday back in, November, where her MV birthday. So shout out to her. She's three. She's walking, talking. Wow. And even though she's three, she still hits. The song still hits. Like, Mic Drop is a song where birthdays, weddings, funerals, shindigs, I don't know, festivals, potlucks, anywhere and everywhere this song can be performed. It's perfect for all occasions. Like, my mind. And this performance was everything. Everything. We had fire going off in the back. All we needed was microphones, fire, Steve Aoki on the screen in the back. Steve Aoki was twisting, turning them knobs so hard. He was better turn them dolls, Steve. Okay, he was in the back, all that hair. He was going. One thing, they did keep him on his. They did keep the camera on him, turning his knobs and switching his dials. During my part of, when Hobie shakes his foot and gets it started, so I didn't get to see Hobie shake his foot. That kind of hurt my spirit too. It's fine. It's fine. That's usually when I'm like, oh, we about to go. You gotta see Hosa shake his foot. We need that.
You gotta see Hosok
Yes.
stare into the camera
Yes.
after he does it.
After he does it, like, it's iconic. Like, when he does the, when he bends down and looks up, you need it. But they actually didn't, like, start off with dancing. So they started off behind some mics, and then they came up and then, kicked that thing off. And wow, what a kickoff it was. Like, they were hype. They were performing Mic Drop. Like, you would have swore a crowd was there. They were going. They were on. Okay. I loved how during Namjoon's verse, he was like, he did like the baby watch mouth, because usually they do it where they're dancing and, this choreography. So it'll be like Jimin, Hosa, Jin, and Suga in the back of him, choreography, but he did it by himself. And he was like just on the floor. Just it was just intense. Baby, watch your mouth. He come back around.
This is hitting different knowing like how buff Namjoon looks these days.
It's a lot. It's a whole lot. And another thing. So he was going off and doing all that. And mind you, when he was going off and giving you all of that, he had just came off of the dance break. Now, we haven't seen this part of the Mic Drop dance break in a hot minute, because when they do it on tour, and then a lot of times when they perform at other places, they'll only do the last part of the dance break. Because when they originally introduced this dance break at the 2017 MAMA Awards, I believe. Yeah, I think it was 2017. Yeah. It's in three parts. So, like, if you listen to the full Mic Drop version that's on Love Yourself Answer, it has like three parts where it does nothing but beat. So that's where the three dance breaks go. So they the last one. So we got the first one. Wow. I didn't see it coming. I didn't see it coming. That was a moment. At the end of it, they always take their jacket, flip it off and do the rocking back and forth. It was hilarious. Tay's jacket was like super zipped up, like the way it was made. So he couldn't take his jacket off, but you could tell he wanted to. And then he realized, oh, wait, I can't. But you know what? He recovered. Like, it was just like a millisecond where he was like, ah, I can't do it. But you know what? He still looked great.
He gave you face.
As only Taeyeon can. And then, of course, and then they came back and gave us, the iconic last dance break. When they beat, let's go! And you know, it's body rolls. It's a whole lot of body rolls. It was a whole lot of Buff Jungkook. It was just a lot happening. Yes. So that was my wrap up on the New Year's Eve performance.
So hopefully, well, we'll never know. I guess it will be a yearly thing now. They'll be doing this concert.
Maybe it might be because you know they definitely are not going to be performing on NBC.
Ooh, the truth.
So, here's that.
So on from big hit label concerts to the Gayo Daejeon in Daegu, which happened prior to the Big Hit's label concert on the 25th. BTS performed three pref BTS performed three songs: Black Swan, Life Goes On, and Dynamite. So we're gonna start off with the Black Swan, and I just love the aesthetic of this song, like the background. The way there was that frozen like black lake, and I think this Black Swan was it like a remix? I feel like it might have been a remix or like a change up to
It
the
sounded a
like
bit like the
original.
orchestra version.
Yeah, like it didn't sound like that. Well, it didn't sound like the Black Swan that I'm used to listening, so
Yeah.
wasn't too sure.
Yeah, it sounded like the orchestra version, but like with a little twist to it.
But it sounded nice. It was definitely nice. I mean, it's Black Swan. You can give me any remix of Black Swan, it would still hit, so.
Okay. I mean, she's saying that, but I'm not. So I just want to put that on the record because I like the two that we have. Don't you give me no EDM remix of Black Swan. I don't want it.
Yo, what if there is actually an EDM remix of Black Swan?
I'm not going to listen to it. I like
Like,
EDM music, but Black Swan, like, I don't know. I don't know. Maybe they can prove me wrong.
oh, maybe done right, you know?
Maybe, maybe, maybe.
Maybe. Assume it
You're
be
right,
so.
you're right,
Yeah, so this performance, I really like this. Like the aesthetic of it all. They were all like all dressed in like in black and chests were out. Namjoon had his chest out. V had his chest out. It was very visually pleasing to see. And also Hobi. Hoseok, like for me, like my eye was trailed on Hobi the entire performance. I don't know what about this performance. Just like my eyes were just trailed to Hobi. He was going in for this
Oh,
per
yeah.
like particular performance thing. Oh, we liked it.
Yeah, this is so good. Like you said, it's Black Swan. Like, also, we got Ponysil Jungkook. I'm always here for that. So, the initial, as soon as I saw the hair up, I was like, we're in for a time. There's that. And then, no, Yoongi wasn't there for these performances. So he did his part where normally, Yoongi was doing like his rap and they're like having their push and pull moment, him doing it by himself. So he did it at the camera. Normally he does it sideways. He did it at the camera and I realized that maybe it was sideways for my own good because when it was directed to the camera, it was intense. It was a lot. It's like, you have to move. We're gonna have to. You gotta go. We like you. This is dangerous. And then I love the way that this was shot. If you remember like a couple of podcasts back, remember how I was talking about how I didn't like the way that it was shot for, was it Jimmy Fallon during Jimmy
Yeah.
Fallon week? I loved how the set looked with the way that it was shot. This, the way that this was shot, you got every aspect of Black Swan, and the way that they filmed Jimin coming down when he comes down on that course, that pre-chorus. Please, like, I wanted to take a shoe off and throw it because a performance, like, that's what you do. Like, when somebody's like dancing, just bomb, like, dancers out there, You take off your shoe and you throw it out. This is like, you did that. Like, I wanted to take off a shoe for him. Like, I've seen so many performances of Black Swan, but the way that they shot him coming down, girl, I was beside myself. I was beside myself. Too much. Too, just, And I also want to give a special shout out to Jen's shirt, that like little mock neck, Suki lacy, whatever thing that was going on with that shirt. That shirt was bomb. If you could donate it to my closet, I would greatly appreciate it. Please get the word to Soak Jen. Thank you.
This performance was fantastic.
It was. Did you see the fan cams of it? Like Big Hit
Like,
uploaded.
yeah, I did. Like, I didn't watch, like, probably just clips of it, but I know, like, the fan cams were out.
So we got like some behind the scenes moments because they did it where they kept the camera on them even when they weren't dancing. So one hilarious moment, bruh. So, you know, Black Swan is kind of like serious and they be like so intense. Jungkook and Jin. Jin and Jungkook got off that stage and went to the side and immediately started bickering. They started hitting each other. Then Jungkook started slapping him on the butt. And then they went right back out on the stage and put back on their intense faces. You wouldn't have even known. On the side doing the most. You would not have even known.
Professionals.
Yes. It's so funny. Go watch like either one of their fan cams. Go give Jin's fan cam some love. Like, Hangnam needs more views. They deserve. Okay.
You're definitely right about that.
Yes.
So, from Black Swan, the way it transitioned, like they did that pose, like the poses they do at the end, and it transformed into like a like the shot like panned out from there, and then it was like a snow globe, and that's how like life goes on, like that's how it transitioned to life goes on, and it was like in a cozy house now. Now we're inside the house, and Jungkook is sitting on a sofa, and he begins, you know, the life goes on. You know, life goes on. It's very chill. Don't do a whole lot of. Obviously, there's no choreography. It's either they're sitting, singing, or they're singing, standing. But I still liked it.
But this was the holiday version, wasn't it?
Yes. Wait, no. No, this is Life Goes On.
Oh no, I'm stuck on my. Okay, yeah, you're right.
Yeah. I was like, holiday. I was like, I didn't know Life Goes On had a remake. And every time, and when it got to Suga's part in Life Goes On, like there was a snowman outside, just there was like a snowman outside just looking in, and like BTS were just waving at it, and like that was supposedly Suga. So I thought that aspect was very cute. Like throughout all these performances where Suga is absent, like BTS is making it like, you know, like making it like, you know, like clear, like yeah, we're seven, we're gonna include Suga into like every little aspect, however we can.
He was a hologram. I'm not, I will never get over this technology was serious.
Yeah, so that was the Life Goes On performance. Like I said, not too much going on, you know, it's Life Goes On. And then it transitioned to Dynamite. And then Yoongi, not Yoongi, Jungkook got out of the house that we're in. And I'm trying to see if the beginning of it was him going out onto a bench, sitting down with another member. If that's how Dynamite started. Pretty sure that's how it started. Let's make sure.
It's Jimin or Tae, I feel
I
like.
think it was Tae. I lied. So it's Tae who goes out. And then he meets Jungkook sitting on a bench. And that's how Dynamite starts with Jungkook. with his sing song, Wake Up in the Morn. I love this set. This is probably like my favorite set. No, I lie. Probably my second favorite after the James Corden
Oh,
Dynamite set.
yeah,
That's my
that
favorite.
mindset was. Yeah,
That was a flex.
it was.
Like people dancing on planes, like who is doing this?
Nobody. Like, who's doing it like BTS? Nobody. I love
Nobody.
how, I think during this podcast, we've said a couple of our old podcast titles because that's literally how we talk. Because I know we definitely had, I feel like the last podcast is that title. I was gonna say, oh, so for this performance of Dynamite, it was the holiday version because they performed it on Christmas.
Yes.
So, we got a little, little sprinkle of life into Dynamite. It's like, ooh, okay. We got twinkling lights in the back, snow on the ground, okay. And listen, I would just like to say once again, I don't want to make this about me, but once again, I do. I like how I said that the holiday version, I feel like it was just on the last podcast, I said holiday version was like a slap. If he had like just a little extra, couple kicks, a little, yeah. What did Tae Young give me? What did he do? What did he do? Like, wow. I win. And also, I'm right. Pat on the back for me. Like, wow. My galaxy brain. If nobody will compliment you, compliment yourself.
You're definitely right.
Right? Yeah. That's what Jen taught me to do. Love yourself. I may not compliment myself with other things, but in regards to being right about BTS things, because I am not an army theorist, so let me have my wins where I can. Like, I never know what's going on.
I am fully supportive of that. Yeah. Yoongi Snowman. Once again for his verse. It
I loved
was
it.
so cute. Because Yoongi was also on Weverse when this was happening.
Yes.
This is when he was saying, like, when are you guys gonna come out?
You give us tired.
Is us.
What?
Every time we have to watch, we have to wait like for BTS to like all the way to the end. We're just like, dang, when are they gonna get here?
For real. And then also, I think like Tay was like, Yugi, are you watching? And then like he was in reverse, like, I'm watching. Oh man. It was like Tay over here, they're trying to accept a award. And he was like, I feel like he's watching. Let me know if you're watching.
You're so adorable.
They probably saw it, You know how Hosuk is. Hosuk could be on Weverse in the mix of a performance. Like, okay. If the performance is pre-recorded, Hosuk will literally be on Weverse at the same time. So I'm pretty sure he saw the response and probably was like, he probably was like, Tay, he responded. But that was funny. That was hilarious. Him being like, I'm a snowman.
The cutest.
Yes, I think he said in his V Live that he didn't know that they were going to do that.
Well, that was such a nice surprise.
Yeah, I thought it was cute.
Something to look forward to.
Yeah, and the holiday version of Dynamite goes, it just does.
This
It's
performance
good.
was great.
It
Like, I
was.
like the way, like, I like the way, like, the camera kept panning from, like, one side to the other. It just kept
What?
going everywhere.
And it was like giving like a little story. They had like props and things.
And even a little, it was not a dance break per se, but they all kind of like, they made one line and they were like, grabbing each other's shoulders and they kind of just
Oh,
like dance from like side to side. That was cute.
it was, you know what it kind of reminded me of? The end of 21st Century Girls.
I didn't even, yeah, you're right. Yep. I didn't even pick
How
up on
they,
that.
when they used to perform that.
Yep. And ladies, put your hands up. So yeah, and after that little dynamite sort of dance break, when it got to the bridge, Jimin, like he had his own solo. Not like a solo, but the disco light, like it just the spotlight was on Jimin for that like little 10, 15 seconds of his part, and that was like just aesthetically pleasing to see. It was just amazing.
I send it. Like, I truly ascend it. What a performer. Like, the talent from the tip of the toes to the tip of his fingernails. Like, whew. I can't even speak on it, y'all. I love Jimin so much. Thank you. I can't.
That was like that. I don't know. This is probably like my second favorite Dynamite performance.
Yeah, I like this one a lot too.
The way it was shot, it was just, I just liked everything. And like at the end, they had like all the dancers. They usually don't have dancers for Dynamite, but for this one, they had like the background. Not, I don't want to say the
Yeah.
background, but they had like dancers at the back, like doing the choreo and everything. And it was just so joyous. The snow was falling. Everything just was so magnificent. It just looked so good.
It did. I was into that.
You
Good to go.
were good to go.
This girl overload.
So yeah, that was Gayo Daejeon. And now we're gonna move into GDA, which was last Saturday and Sunday. So the way the Golden Disc Award works is they have 2 days. Day one is the digital song division, and then day two is the album division. Before BTS was invited, I believe they only went for day two, the album division, because I remember back then BTS's digitals weren't so strong. Their album sales were strong, but like on the digital, like that's why they have this term like digital monsters, like artists like IU, people who perform very well, like on the song charts, like Melon and all this other stuff. And then I forget what year BTS started winning. Like, I think it was 2017 when they started going for both, like, the day one and day two.
Newsflash to me. Like,
Oh,
Yeah,
yeah.
you're telling me something I didn't know.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure this is how I used to, like, not this how I used to work, but this is how I used to go for BTS. So it's just started, it's recently where they started, like, being awarded for like the digital sing songs for the digital song. Before it used to be like the album division that they were either nominated or winning it. So now the awards they won were the popularity award, the album Bonsang for Mot7, best digital song Dynamite, and I believe day two is when they won album of the year, which went to Mot7.
Deserved.
Yep, so that's the way Golden Disc Award works. I know the I don't know if they give out Artist of the Year for Golden Disc Award. I don't think they do.
I'm not sure. I can't help you.
I don't think, yeah, they might not.
Like, 'cause I don't like Golden Disc Awards. Like, I've watched them, but I'm not uber. I'm not. I wouldn't say familiar enough with Golden Disc Awards. 'Cause one, this is an award show. I think you have to pay for it.
Like
I
to
think.
view it?
Yeah.
Yes, you did.
But I feel like, but then again, I could it could have been through a link. So I'm like, I know I watched. I feel like I watched it live last year. It was either last year or the year prior. What year? They were like spread out. They had spread themselves out and pretended like they didn't know each other. They were sitting
Oh,
out.
that
Remember
was, yeah, I remember that one. Yeah, that one was 2019.
that?
Okay. It's the one Jimin looked so fine.
Who did he?
Like the prince. He
Ooh.
looked princely.
He looked like a boss in that
Oh,
suit.
I mean, oof, he
That's
just.
what he looked like. Let's move on. I can't talk about him.
So yeah, this is also where Jungkook made his blonde hair debut.
That's right.
That caused quite the ruckus.
Definitely did. As you know, that's who I am today. I announced at the top of the show. I'm into it, like very much so. Looks good on him. I noticed, looks to me, that his hair, because he's worn it, it's just down. You can't really see the underneath, but looks to me that his hair is actually blonde at the top and that underneath is still black. So if he was to pull his hair up, it would still be black. Because the hair that's peeking out from underneath, it's black. And so I feel like if he was to pull his hair up in a ponytail, we would get like a whole different two-tone situation, and that, ladies and gents, and my non-binary friends, will be a moment. Unless he, dyes the rest of it. But yeah. My favorite hair color on Jungkook is always going to be black, but this blonde is it. And they left his eyebrows dark, which I'm always here for. If they go like really like platinum, like blonde, I like for them to leave their eyebrows dark. It looks so good. And I'm an eyebrow lover. Like, that is my point of
Chemistry.
focus on a face. Yeah. So, and I love Jungkook's eyebrows. I do. And so he just looked great.
And so day two is when they performed. So remember, I think day one. Yeah, day one, they just accepted the. I don't know how many awards they got for like the first day, but they didn't perform on the first day. It was actually like the second day where they did their performances. And Yoongi was also part of the performances. I'm not sure if it's all of them or like one and two. I'm not too sure. But they did three. Right? Black Swan.
It was a Black Swan ish intro on Life Goes On and Dynamite. And so he did the Black Swan part in Life Goes On. Because he still can't do like high intense choreo. But he can like be there and stand there. And he also was like, when he came, he said he thought he made like the joke of like, he thought that he better recover fast because people were starting to forget about him. We will never forget you,
That was so funny because I don't think there's a day where I don't go on my timeline and people are saying I miss Suga.
Yes, and also BTS was not letting us forget you either. They brought pictures with you everywhere. You were a snowman. You were a whole hologram. Y'all had pre-filmed everything. You were in almost every performance. Did I miss you? Yes. But I knew that you were there.
Were there.
They made it known. Like, this is where Sugar would be. Would not be forgotten. They had your back. And the fans had your back. You would definitely miss. I missed Doonie's energy so much. It was nice having him there. So let's get into the actual performances. So it started with the Black Swan intro with just the orchestral melody playing because it's an intro only. And doors open at the bottom. some stairs, and that reveals Jin and Hobi on either side. They're already at the bottom of the stairs, though. They stand there giving you face. Ooh, yes. Okay. Then we pan up, and now we're at the ceiling, and there at the ceiling, we have Namjoon, Jungkook, Jimin, and Taeyang. And behind them is a giant set of wings, smoke coming from it. Okay. Then that platform that they're on gets lowered down, and then Yoongi rises from underneath the stage and into the middle of the wings. So it then looks like he is the Black Swan because Yoongi is back. Okay. Our man is back. Our boy is back. So that was like awesome. When I saw him like rise up, it was just like, he's here. He's here. Yes. Yes. Because, like, you know, people wanted him to kind of be better by the Grammys. No rush. But, you know, Yoongi wants that Grammy Award, and he's always talked about it. So people were like, I want him to be around, be able to be around for it. And plus, they pushed it back to Yoongi's birthday month. I feel like maybe that's a sign that.
Let's hope it's a sign because that's on my birthday.
Oh, yeah, that's right. So, yeah, we shall see. But, yeah, his entrance was everything. And, of course, when you have the orchestral version of Black Swan playing, like, you can't go wrong. It's a masterpiece. It's a masterpiece. We will never stop singing Black Swan's praises because truly, truly iconic.
Yep.
Just top to bottom. Yeah. And so then from there, they went into On. And so, like I said, Yoongi didn't perform for this part because Yoongi still can't do the high intense choreo. You know, he's still doing rehab for his arm. So, and On is definitely high intensity. So, they were getting down. I tell you, it was going off. And we should have known as soon as they came out, giving them faces, it was like, we're ready. We're ready. And they just popped.
And because they're like high energy, like they just, that could be interesting. Like sometimes, like when an artist sort of, I don't know, like I feel like, I mean, it might not be true for like most artists, but you know, like as you kind of grow older in your artistry, like you know, you kind of like some people like tone down their performances or they don't go, you know, 100% out as much. BTS is like the opposite. They're just like, the energy they give out, like, is just it's just crazy to me.
Yeah.
7 years strong into their career, like they're just it's just like they debuted the other day.
Well, I mean, but BTS is young. It's not like they're older. In 7 years, maybe that's a long time for a K-pop artist, you know, to stay as relevant and be as big. But like for other artists, that's short. Because you have to think about it. Most artists don't even release music every year. Like BTS released two albums this year. Like most artists don't do that. They release like it'd be years in between. Like think about it. Like Adele has an album called 21, and then she came out with 25. Like they're named after the years. Okay, it's been years. Like Adele's next album is gonna be 30 something. Like it's gonna be like, you know what I mean? So. Whenever Taeyong came for his part that comes after what the like he does like the second verse. Well, it's part of the first verse. Him and Jimin split it. So after Jimin like leaves, Taeyong walked up and normally, you know, he does a bit of choreo. He like changed it and kept it like more casual, but the way that he was looking made it even more intense. I don't know how to explain that. You know Taeyong, master of stage presence, like the choreo is going to be different almost every time. If you watch like Taeyong during a performance, if you like was to take clips of him doing the same exact part of some songs, he's going to do it different each time. Like, he's gonna flip it up because he gets bored. So, but that's he just be grooving. Him and Hosa, they do that a lot. So he did that, and also the outfits. I was here for the outfits. Really, Taeyong's. Oh my gosh, Jungkook with this like little baby harness at the bottom. Blonde Jungkook in a white shirt with a little baby harness. Listen. When he came in for his bridge, for the Michael told me in the closet, he came in. He came in for that. I feel like he sounded even more angelic because he was in white. I don't know. His voice was, listen, mics were on. He sounded so good. It was ridiculous. But I can't sing high enough praises for BTS. Like, this is a whole podcast of BTS. Every podcast is just gonna be like, they're amazing, they're amazing. Like, because they are. Like, the talent is just amazing. They're still relatively, they're young. It's not like they're literally right now, they're, I don't want to say they're at the peak because then no, they're only going down. I still feel like they're climbing up. They haven't
They're not
quite
there.
touched it yet. But like they're rising. Like what happens when Bangtan rises? Like they're on the rise. Like you know? Yeah, they're not old people. They may be in K-pop terms, but 7 years is not that long. Jungkook's 23. Come on. He should still be on that stage kicking it. Yeah. I just like the fact that it's so much energy and there's no audience. Because an audience gives you energy. You're pulling from them. You're pulling from, a live crowd, like a dead crowd. The performance isn't as good because you have no energy to pull from. But when you got like a live crowd and they're going off, and by live, I mean like hype, live like that. Not live, it's like they're there. I mean, live is in hype. So when you have a hype crowd, they give you energy. BTS is in there looking at chairs and popping off like this. You see what I mean? Like, BTS is looking at chairs and dust particles floating. Like there's, And they're giving you this. The showmanship unmatched. I didn't watch GDA Live, so I don't know the exact order. I don't know if Life Goes On came first or if Dynamite came first. But let's talk about Life Goes On. So once again, they had they're standing around singing the song per use, because Life Goes On is a chill song. Like the stages, they had like little like sets for each of them. The one that stands out the most for me was Jimin's because he had that train, and that train looked like the Run train. And if you know anything about this fandom, they will not let this train die. This train has some numbers on it, and army theorists have used that train for so many theories. Like, this train is just ridiculous. So when Jimin came with that train, it kicked off again. It was like, oh, it's the train. It's the train. So thank you, BTS. The train will never die. This little train diagram.
It's going to be this year too.
Yep. It sure is, because it could be 9/20/21, which if something happens that day, that's my birthday. So let's go. Like, yeah. So there was that. And then let's talk about this Dynamite performance. Oh my gosh. Viv, did you watch this? Did you see this?
No, I have not watched any of this performances.
Okay, you guys. Let me take a minute. Before I get started, I would like to just say I won. I won. Because they performed the Slow Jam remix of Dynamite. And yes, the Slow Jam remix of Dynamite is my favorite version of Dynamite, aside from the original. Original is she is her, she is she. Like, but Dynamite, the Slow Jam remix, is my favorite remix. Y'all went fifth. When I heard that beat kick in, oh my gosh. Whew. Oh my gosh. I literally woke up on Sunday sick. So I woke up, my throat was on fire. And I was like, for a second, I was like, do I have it? Do I have it? No. But like, you know, you can't even like sneeze without you second guessing yourself these
True,
days.
true, true.
So I had that moment, and because I had a doctor's appointment and I couldn't go. It's like, But whew, what a dose of vitamin C this performance was. Like, I felt a jolt. Kind of got me going a little bit. Whew. The beat kicked in, the outfits that they had on. Very 70s, extremely colorful, very bright, giving like neon. Like Tay's suit was like neon, and they had like royal blue outfits and things. They were like in a club setting. Like, this is getting heavy. It was kind of giving me Night at the Roxbury a little bit low key, but you know, but better because it's BTS and you know, sexy. So, and also this version that's playing, the Slow Jam remix, which some of y'all thought was what Bedroom Remix was going to give you, but we've done this before. You're wrong. You're wrong. But yes, the Slow Jam remix is the superior remix, in my humble opinion. So the fact that they came in and did this, I just can't. And another thing I said, kind of like the same with the Holiday remix, my one critique about the Slow Jam remix, because you know me, I'm always honest. Like, I am definitely a BTS stan 100%. But like, if it's a song that I'm not feeling, or it's like, oh man, I kind of wish that they would do that, I'm gonna tell you. I'm not gonna be 100% like, just like, yes, everything, yes, ah! I do that often. But you know, if I feel a way about something, I say. And so with Slow Jam remix, I was like, oh, it would have been kind of cooler to me if they had slowed it down just a bit, like, and recorded their vocals just a little bit like lower, and added in, you know, a little bit of ad lib, added some stuff in. Well, what did I get in this performance? Wow. Taeyong was crooning all over that stage. Taeyong was giving ad libs. Like, this was his moment. Okay. He's like, yes, come on. With the slow R&B, please. This is where Taeyong lives. Also R&B, this is also Jimin's arena. Like, this is where they at. Have you seen the combo that is Serendipity and Singularity? Serendipity, iconic R&B bop. Singularity, R&B neo soul. Please. Did what they needed to do. Everybody did what they needed to do, to be honest. I'm beside myself. I can't believe it happened. I hoped that it happened. I even like retweeted a tweet that I sent where I was like, and when they start doing the Don, they start incorporating the Dynamite remixes into these stages, then what? I'll tell you what. I lost my mind. I can't. I'm thankful. Thank you, BTS. I even wrote them reverse messages because I was just so thankful that they did that. I did. I was like, this was my first reverse message. You know how like you would be like two artists? I was like, two BTS, thank you for
For
I truly was grateful. Truly, I love that version of Dynamite. I'm so happy. I'm ecstatic. Ugh.
I would love the tropical remix, but in their idol outfits.
That would be good.
That's the most Afrobeats, probably.
But it's not Afrobeat.
I don't know. It's not Afrobeats, but that's like the closest thing I'll get to that.
Right. So then why would they put on those outfits?
because that's the closest thing I'll get to that.
I'm here. I'm down for the tropical remix. I'm dead. Listen, because I love the tropical remix as well. It's just that the slow jam, because the tropical remix was originally my favorite remix, but the slow jam took a spot.
Dang, there were so many remixes.
There is. And they're pretty much all good. The only one I don't really like is the EDM remix. I'm sorry. That's your fave. I'm sorry. But if you like it, you like it. Like, who cares? My opinion does not matter.
I'm crying. You like the day that version came out, the EDM version, like, I hopped on a Twitter, and the first tweet that I saw was somebody was like, I do not like that.
No!
It was one of my moves. It was like, I don't like it at all.
I felt the same. I still, to this day, have not heard the full version of that song. I do not like that version. It's just not my cup of tea. And I like EDM music, but I guess no, it just didn't hit for me. But I still maintain the fact that if they were to perform that, like at a festival or in concert, that it could hit differently, and I could really enjoy it. Because, like, that's, like, so what, please? So What in concert? Because it was a ton of people that did not like So What. Now, originally, the first time I listened to Tear, I was like, But then, the more I listened to it, I grew to love So What.
And then the concert.
Yeah, and then when the concert happened, please, So What goes at the concert.
So What without, like, even when I'm listening to So What, like, by myself, I'm always going, one, two, three, So What?
Dun, 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 dun. It's chaos. So What is chaos on the stage. Oh my gosh. The funniest thing I have ever seen ever is Taeyong thrusting all across the stage. He had this big old brown hat like went in Chicago and was just on his old man. And you know Taeyong loves a meme. Taeyong knows all the memes. He imitates all the memes. He was just a giant meme. It was hilarious. Both nights in Chicago, he was hilarious. The videos I have of him, oh my gosh. Okay, let's end this. You have anything else to add, Viv? Because the GDA was just bomb. All the awards.
I just need to watch.
Yeah, you should. Go watch that Dynamite performance.
Yeah, and that's pretty much it.
Yes.
Keep streaming.
Short episode.
Bro, that just yawned.
I think you did. It's time to go to bed. Yep. And we'll see y'all in 2 weeks.
You will.
Peace out.